Conversational Winchester for Trolls by Eloise Bright at LiveJournal.com. Rating PG-13, Jen. Characters, John, Dean, Sam, and a troll. Spoilers for pre-series and season one in general. The troll belongs to Eloise. This is Giggling Cat reading the story. Okay, this is Conversational Winchester for Trolls. And I am doing this because I love Klex. And, oh my god, this is hard. Once upon a time, there was a troll who lived under a bridge. I'm not a troll, said the troll. Okay, not exactly a troll then, more of a demon.
What sort of demon? Said the troll.
A demon that feeds off of people's fears and anxiety, you know. Did you ever see that Angel episode with the hotel flashbacks and the whole allegory for McCarthyism going on?
Never saw that one, said the troll.
Pity it was good. Okay, instead of feeding off of paranoia, you feed off of angst.
Mm-kay, said the troll. And I live under a bridge.
Well, not so much an actual physical bridge as a metaphorical construct of a bridge.
Like the Matrix.
Not exactly. Think of it as a metaphorical construct within the context of the story.
Mm-kay, said the troll.
Carry on. So this troll, demon, lived under a bridge. Metaphorical.
Looks like a real bridge to me, said the troll. Look, I'm just saying.
Fine, you've made your point. Can we get back to the story?
Go ahead, said the troll.
Anyway, there were these three Winchesters who were standing on one side of the bridge. There was the oldest Winchester, who had a God complex, and the middlest Winchester, who had a Christ complex, and the youngest Winchester, who had a Judas complex.
What's with all the religious symbolism? Said the troll.
You like it?
Whatever, said the troll noncommittally.
Hang on, said the youngest Winchester, full of righteous indignation. What do you mean, Judas?
Okay, said the troll. I'm kind of lost now. I'm going to need help with translation here.
Fair enough, where'd we got to?
What do you mean, Judas, said the troll, the youngest Winchester?
Right, translation. I didn't betray anyone, at least not for money.
What do you mean, complex? Said the oldest Winchester, heavily and sternly.
Translation, bow your head in reverence when you speak to me.
The middlest Winchester just nodded.
Translation, I would totally lay down my life for my brother and my dad, or, you know, any random passing stranger in need.
I like that one, said the troll. He sounds delicious.
So, these three Winchesters wanted to get to the other side of the bridge, and why? Said the troll.
What? What was so great about the other side of the bridge? Is there something I should know about? Because as far as metaphorical constructs of bridges go, this one pretty much sucks.
Oh, right. Well, the oldest Winchester had been after this demon, and apparently it had been spotted somewhere on the other side of the bridge. And he said they had to go after it, so of course they went.
Because I'm God, said the oldest Winchester.
Amen, prayed the middlest Winchester.
You're so not, muttered the youngest Winchester,
but under his breath in case God would hear. So the Winchesters made a plan.
I have a plan, said the oldest Winchester to the other two Winchesters.
Translation, I'm not going to tell you my plan, because I'm God, and my ways are mysterious. I expect you to obey me without question, or suffer the consequences of my wrath.
Yes, sir, said the middlest Winchester.
Translation, I am aware your plan is flawed and almost certainly doomed to failure, but I will obey you because I want to win your love and respect, and if possible, lay down my life for you while doing it.
Your plans suck out loud, said the youngest Winchester.
Translation, I will bitch and snipe about your plan behind your back, but in the end I'll do it because Dean says so.
Are they ever going to cross the bridge? Said the troll.
They will, just wait. So, oldest Winchester stepped out onto the bridge.
Trip trap, trip trap. Who's that trip trapping across my metaphorical construct of a bridge? Said the troll.
It is I, John Winchester, oldest of all the Winchester.
And you're full of delicious anguish, personal trauma, and general emotional fuck-upness? Asked the troll, trying to be casual.
To some degree, said the oldest Winchester.
Translation, Since my wife was burned to death on the ceiling of a youngest son's nursery by an evil wife-burning, baby-stealing demon, I have dedicated my life to the pursuit of two goals. Goal number one, destruction of said demon. Goal number two, repression of all emotions but anger. In summary, I have become so consumed with the need for vengeance and spend my time trying to find this demon and dragging my two sons along for the ride, I effectively destroyed any chance they would ever have in a normal life, and regret this considerably, but as life goal number two has been successfully achieved, I am too emotionally constipated to ever express regret as anything more than a slight twitch in my upper jaw. Wow, said the troll. You are indeed quite emotionally fucked up. Come here and let me eat you. Ah, but no, said the oldest Winchester. I am but a morsel. Wait till my sons come along. They are way more emotionally fucked up than me. Translation? I know, because I fucked them up myself. Okay, said the troll. Don't want to fill up on snacks? You may cross the metaphorical construct. Huh? Said the oldest Winchester. Just cross the damn bridge, said the troll. After a few moments, the youngest Winchester stepped out onto the bridge. Trip, trap, trip, trap. Who's that trip-trapping across my metaphorical construct of a bridge? Said the troll. Looks pretty damn literal to me, said the youngest Winchester. Tell me about it, said the troll. Not my story. I am Sam Winchester, youngest of all the Winchesters. Nice to meet you, Sam, said the troll. Your dad was just telling me how you were full of emotional pain and fucked up to almost Larskin-esque degree. Oh yes, this totally be the verse, said the youngest Winchester eagerly. I am Emo Sam, see me angst. Translation. My mother died trying to save me from the nasty, baby-burning demon, and then my dad dragged me on his demon-killing crusade and treated me like a tiny warrior and made me do weapons training and shoot at ghosts with rock salt and never let me grow my bangs. I betrayed him and my brother by running away to college and growing my bangs to an almost ludicrous length. I found a pretty girlfriend and everything was okay until the demon turned up and decided he wanted to branch out into prenuptial burning too. So now I have survivor guilt like whoa because two women died and it was all my fault. And I have discovered I'm psychic and therefore suffer not only from my own considerable personal angst but am tortured by visions of other and mortal danger, which I express by clutching my head as if in the throes of a migraine induced by a hair vision of obscurage. Said the troll. That is pretty damn fucked up. Come here and let me eat you. Now wait. I am full of angst, but I am but an appetizer. Wait till my brother comes along. He's way more emotionally fucked up than me. Translation, I might bitch about my dad's plans, but when it comes down to it, I'll do it because I'm obsessed as he is about killing this demon. Sounds fair, said the troll. You may cross the metaphorical construct. The troll paused. And get a haircut. After a little while, the third and middlest Winchester stepped onto the bridge. I've been waiting for this one, said the troll. Haven't we all? Trip, trap, trip, trap. Who's that trip-trapping over my metaphorical blah-de-blah-blah? Said the troll. Dude, you fugly, said the middlest Winchester. It's the whole troll thing, said the troll. Apparently, it's meant to be allegorical. Whatever, said the middlest Winchester. I'm Dean Winchester. Deal with it. So, said the troll, I hear from your dad and your brother that you are seriously emotionally fucked up. What? Said the middlest Winchester. I'm fine, dude. Chill. Translation? I am fucked up to such a degree I have no concept of how fundamentally broken I am. My mom died when I was a kid. My dad shoved my baby brother into my arms and issued the prime directive, watch out for Sammy. He then spent the better part of my childhood testing my loyalty to the prime directive by abandoning us regularly to hunt demons. This didn't really do much to ease the already fairly severe abandonment issues I was dealing with over my mom's death. I have worked hard to sublimate any personal needs and desires to those of my brother and dad, to the extent I am willing to do almost anything for them, up to and including laying down my life for theirs. You are indeed the most emotionally fucked up Winchester of them all, said the troll. Come here and let me eat you. Okay, said the Middleist Winchester and spread his arms out wide. Translation. Dude, I told you. I totally sacrificed myself for them. Were you not listening? And once I'm dead, I'm going to find a way to get into hell and kill all the demons there because I'd keep Sammy safe and that would make my dad proud of me. That's too rich for my blood, said the troll, and promptly exploded. The Middleist Winchester strolled across the bridge, the other two Winchesters waiting on the other side, bickering. What took you so long, Dean? Said the oldest Winchester. Look, I know for the purposes of this story, I'm now dead, said the troll. But I'm still going to need some sort of translation here. Can't I be a metaphorical construct of a troll? Fine. Translation. Sammy is pissing me off with his emo whining, and I am going to take my anger out on you and bitch at you for no good reason. I'm sorry, Dad, said the Middleist Winchester. Translation. I take your harsh and undeserved criticism to heart and will try to do better. You saved us, Dean, said the youngest Winchester. Translation. I cannot stop myself from emoting. You are the bestest big brother ever, and I want us to talk about our feelings a lot. Dude, said the Middleist Winchester. Translation. I'd give up my life for you, Sammy, in a fucking heartbeat. Boys, said the oldest Winchester. Translation. Have you forgotten that I am God and you are on a mission for me? Get your asses into gear and help me find this goddamn demon. Yes, sir, said the youngest Winchester. Translation. Yay! More opportunities to emote to Dad and Dean! And maybe we'll get to hug again. I liked the hugging. Yes, sir, said the middleest Winchester. Translation. Totally gonna sacrifice myself for you both. Just watch me. Oh, Dean, said the metaphorical construct of a troll in admiration. What, you don't think that needs translating? No. The end.